I'm composer Ola Yalo, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlock and Center for the Arts.
Здраво, јас сум Александар. Јас сум 18 години и вие слушате Kids Commute од Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Alexander. That was Alexander playing our Kids Commute theme on his trumpet and introducing the show in Macedonian. If you'd like to be featured on the show playing whatever instrument you like, introducing us in whatever language you like, you can find sheet music, instructions, everything you need at kidscommute.org. Well, good morning, Kids Commuters. Happy Friday, time for the last day of Jour d'Enfant, Children's Games Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We will ask you our Quizlet question after the music today. So all week, we've been hearing great children's music and learning about the French composer Georges Bizet. As we mentioned before, Bizet probably had some extra success with this one because he'd been composing since he was a kid himself. Bizet only lived to be 36 years old, but between the ages of 12 and 36, he ended up composing hundreds of pieces in different styles, from symphonies to operas. In fact, he wrote Carmen, which became one of the most popular operas of all time, the same year he died, and he never got to see how big a success it was. Today's piece is also a big success. It's one of the most famous from Jeux d'Enfants, even though this one technically isn't a game. It's a dance party, a ball. A ball was a big, fancy dance party that kids would not have been allowed to attend in Bizet's time. So they have to make up their own. Our sister pianists Katia and Maria Lebec give this one a bunch of fast, fun energy. So if you've got your dancing shoes on, better tie them tight. Here is Le Bal, the dance. That was Le Bal, the big dance party, the ball that ends Jeux d'Enfant children's games by French composer Georges Bizet. Jeux d'Enfant was originally written as a piano duet, so we heard the sisters Katia and Maria Lebec perform it for us all week. Thank you, Lebec sisters. I hope you had fun playing children's games with us this week, and we've got one more game for you right now in the form of our weekly Quizlet. We will ask you the question. If you get it right, we'll send you this week's Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Remember, you can win every week because the prize pack changes a little bit every week. The answer is in yesterday's episode. Here's the question. In France, the game of leapfrog isn't named for frogs. Saute-montant means leap something else. Which animal are they leaping in France? Saute-montant. Let us know. Send us the answer in a text message with your name and address so we know where to send the prize pack to area code 231-237-7482. And we will let you know if you've won. All right, that does it for this week's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See ya next week.